City Councilmember Kyle LaMalfa was the tie-breaking vote in the decision to endorse the 1100 East route for the Sugar House streetcar. He says that he was convinced by a city-funded study that looked at the various potential alternatives.
The study that ended up determining a preferred alternative, a locally preferred alternative in technical speak, really came about from a long, drawn-out process of looking at all different kinds of factors, from environmental constraints to community support, the cost, possible places to put stations, the development potential, the possibility of advancing without adding new development. There were seven different factors that added up in a point system, and then the preferred alternative was one of the ones that scored the top points, all things considered.
The 4-3 vote last Tuesday means that the city will pursue funding to build the line, which would run from 2100 South and Highland Drive North to 1700 South. The city estimates that the cost of the new extension would be close to $20 million. Councilmember Luke Garrett, who represents Salt Lake's District 4, voted against endorsing the 1100 East streetcar route. He says that a more integrated planning approach should be adopted before proceeding.
We haven't asked the questions about land use, about whether zoning is going to change, whether it's going to stay the same, what the community wants to see there, if there are investors involved who want to see change. Any permanent rail is also an issue of land use, of zoning, and whether neighborhoods are going to change or not. And so I was really confused why we hadn't included a discussion about change or no change in the neighborhood where this streetcar will now go. And so my dissent was on principle more than being against 11th East as a route in itself.
For Kyle LaMalfa, the decision was a hard one. But in the end, he believes that this is a step in the right direction.
This decision was really difficult one for me to the point where I went and took a couple of days off work. I hit the pound the pavement, went and knocked on some doors. I went and met with 20 businesses in Sugar House, went and met with 40 different homeowners in Sugar House to talk to them about the issues. And I think the best we can do as a city is to try to mitigate the genuine issues that are there. The streetcar system is a citywide solution. It's citywide positive movement forward to help our transportation demand and needs grow for the next 50 years, if not 100 years.
For KCPW News, I'm Roger McDonough.